this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
And you win it, the new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Sir, what club? How we doing? How we doing? What a day. What a game. Another one of those comebacks. Ole, he's got a bunch of those nine lives we were talking about on the preview pod. Another, we've seen this movie before. Another comeback, down 2-0 at halftime. Ronaldo gets the winner. Maguire even scores a goal with his foot. Unbelievable stuff. And Rashford with a beaut. Could have had a hat trick today, sir. How you feeling? How we doing? Ole, he's on the hot seat. What's the temperature right now? That was quite a game of ups and downs.
Sir, I got a doctor's appointment Monday, up in the blood pressure medication. I'll tell you, this team is not good. Watching this team over the last couple of years, not good for your health. What a wild ride in this match. Atalanta 2, Manchester United 3, CR7 with the winner. Look, there's some salty fans out there. It was a poor first half, sir. The lads hanging their heads, dejected. Could they come out of halftime and create something special, sir? You texted me. They did it. Ole made the right moves. He screwed up the starting 11. Eventually, he got it right. And boy, did we win with conviction. We could have scored even more. And this is the issue with this team. You're driving that Ferrari, Ole. Sir, he doesn't know how to drive that Ferrari. I mean, at the end of the day, once you throw out the game plan, you start throwing all the all-stars on and they just start playing some free attacking football, it looks amazing. But man, the Fred McTominay burger to start the game. Ugh, tough.
Tough, especially now when it doesn't come off, right? Like, they're there to shut down shop. And the game was wide open. You know, we had opportunities to pass in between them. But instead, giving the ball away easily, and we got cut through. Same way like we did against Leicester, not pressing enough. But the emergence, bringing in Paul Pogba, should have been brought on at halftime. He had a huge effect on the game. But you're watching that first half, and it was like an indictment on Ole. You're like, me as a fan going this weekend, you're worried about it. You're like, this game is going to be the death blow for Ole. The writing seems to be on the wall for most fans. And, you know, he still is on that hot seat. But it was just a classic comeback. Subs, they were made. Could have been made earlier. But when they were made, they had a huge impact. So Ronaldo, the winner, like you said, he'd be supercharged up from that. He thrives off of that battery power, sir. That is like up to medium at least.
Sir, top of the group. I mean, you talk about how big of a game, how big of a win. Look, Ole, nine lives, gets away with it, back against the wall. Sir, we talked about it. Like, I don't believe he's going to turn it around. On the last pod, I said there's no way he's going to pull the rabbit out of the hat. First half, there's no way.
Oh, brutal.
Somehow, some way. Get the winner, the header from Ronaldo, sir. Unbelievable. The cross by Luke Shaw. I mean, this team, we have it up front. We got to sort it out at the back, sir. Leaking these goals early, switching off, McTominay marking the man as well. I mean, it's really tough to be a United fan, but at the end of the day, when you're down two and you need a win, there's only one way to go, sir. And we went for it. We got it. Our class shown. It was an exciting match. This is Manchester United football at the end of the day, right? We've seen LVG. We've seen David Moyes. We've seen Jose Mourinho. We're seeing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and some parts of it aren't pretty, but boy, is this exciting, right? The other manager's boring, negative. This is, at the moment, unbelievable from a drama perspective, from a fan perspective. It's crazy to win these late Champions League games and go top of the group. Hans and Franz called me at halftime.
No,
bringing over the DJ equipment, and then I'll tell you what, they're bummed. They're really bummed right now.
Hey, it's too soon to start talking, but I mean, are you not entertained? It's like, this is the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer show, apparently, and it's just ups and downs, and the ups are high and the lows are low. And he was as low as he's been. That first half of this game, I was like, hey, he is cooked. I texted you. I said, he is done. This is it. Klopp's going to like...
Oven exploded.
Klopp's going to give him like the pile driver and put him out of his misery because it looked like the... We looked terrible. I mean, like the Atlanta team there was there to be taken, right? There was so much space to be played in this game that like we should be ripping them open. And the way we came out in the first half, it was like, holy shit, this is it. This is the end of that. And then the second half... We've seen it before. All you needed was a Cavani header, but Ronaldo with a header. You can't. I mean, I can't be in a bad mood because we came back a win. But the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer indictment, it's there.
No, and this is kind of as a fan, you can look at it in many ways. You could be people sick of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I understand those fans as well, just because you know the first half is a great example. Leicester City, great example. Aston Villa, another great example. Villarreal, another great example. It's been a rough ride on these players. You know, coming in this game, that first half, and for them to react the way they did shows there's life. But I'm going to show you parallels to Jose Mourinho. Newcastle United come to Old Trafford. Yeah, they score two in the first half. We come back three. How much longer did Jose Mourinho last? A month, right? So this gives Ole time. I'm not saying Ole is the man to win the Champions League. I'm saying what a game, what a win. Top of the group in the Champions League, sir. My bias take from the couch is I ain't going back to Europa League. Don't take me back. Don't take me back to Hans and Franz. I can't do it. That's so I just want to just get to the knockout stages, fight for top four, sir, call it a day. And at the end of the day, let the results do the talking for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Got away with one today, sir. As close as you can come to almost losing your job. If he loses this game, loses Liverpool, he's probably done. So this gives him some breathing room, but let's not kid ourselves. Mourinho had an amazing comeback win on his way out the door.
And that was quite a comeback win, if you remember correctly. And that's a good call out. This could be like that. You know, there are a bunch of tests coming down the road in the next 4-6 weeks and a big one coming up this weekend, sir. But I'll tell you what, I was watching that first half thinking, damn, I'm about to get on a flight tomorrow for 10 and a half hours to watch this manager, a legend at the club who won everything. A legend at the club and watch him just like... get like put out of his misery, like taken behind the shed and hit in the back of the head with a shovel. And it's like, I did not want to see that. Still might be the case. We still might get blown out. But like, hey, I heard people singing, oh, is that the wheel at the end of this one, sir? I couldn't believe that. But the fans were in great voice today. I'm looking forward to the game of the weekend. But it's like, can he get a run going? Or is it just like a little bit of a stop start? Because Atalanta is no Liverpool, unfortunately, at the moment. They're playing good football.
Sir, Atalanta is sixth place in Serie A. They're not even playing well, honestly. So we can't kid ourselves. Thrilling match, right? You got the result, but I think this magnifies the weekend. It magnifies it for a few reasons. It's at home. Yeah. Liverpool playing lights out. Yeah. We're sixth, sir, in the table. I've heard that. I don't look at the table. I've heard that. So if Liverpool come in and just smack the shit out of us... Oof. Then we're back to square one with Ole. The problem with, you know, football and managers and, you know, the dismissals and everything, as a fan base, it tears you apart. Yeah, it's does. Like you don't want to see this. You don't want to talk about this type of stuff. Look, my perspective is if you watch Ole on the sideline today, he clearly is out of his depth.
That's true.
But I'd be the same way. I put Pogba... I put Pogba in the two against Leicester. He plays like shit. I bring Pogba off the bench and put him in the two. He looks like a world-class player. I'd be in the same type of mode as Ole on the sideline, but should I be on the sideline? No. Should Ole be on the sideline? Sir, you can come up with your own conclusions, but he does look like he doesn't know what he's doing. He looks like he's asking a lot of questions to Phelan and McKenna and looking at iPads and... kind of clueless out there, and he has a really good team.
So
how much longer until he figures it out, right? I'm not saying he can't figure it out. I'm just saying the time frame for him to figure it out it's gotten shorter because of the rough start, and he's got to figure it out, sir. And, you know, this is Manchester United. It's not about whether you scored a goal in the 99 Champions League, sir, that helped us win the treble and all that history. It's not about that. It's about now. It's about this season, 21-22. What can you do, sir? And if it's Ole, if it's me, if it's you, and the team's playing like horrible, we should all get the boot. So at the end of the day, the results are going to speak everything. There's tons of tough games. This is a great win for Manchester United. Great win for this team, and let's hope they can kick on and do something special, sir. Go on a run. We've seen Ole do it before. So let's, everyone behind the boys, let's just hope for some a good start to a match. How about?
I could go for that. Like a complete match put together, a complete performance. We haven't seen one of those in a while. You said a lot of good points. We're all rooting for this club. It was a great win. You can enjoy that. The feels are high. But like the indictment of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer watching him manage today, like you said, just like watch it on mute and watch him on the sideline. It, like, it wasn't very convincing. Like he had like a firm grip of the situation. His tactics were coming off. Also, the team didn't look that much like they had a plan, like they're functioning with a coherent idea in mind of what they're trying to do together. And I think it was just like, let's throw the best players we have on the field who are very good players. And they did make a difference. So, you know, hopefully he can string a run together. But I think, like, you know, the front office, if they're doing what they should be doing, they should be looking, sir. Unfortunately, I think Ole hopefully can like keep a run going and keep the confidence high. But he would need a hell of a run. A hell of a run. And he's had hell of a runs, but like he would need it right now. And it would start with like a win against Liverpool.
No, he's gonna need
to beat the Scousers.
He's gonna need to like win five in a row, sir. He's gonna really like, you know, he's gonna really need to turn this around. But if you were gonna turn it around, it would be with a game like that that puts you top of the group. You cannot understate how big of a result this was. If we lost, we were bottom. At least at one point, I don't know where the score ended up with young boys, but at one point we were bottom of the table. Now we're top in Champions League. That means knockout stages, sir. I said we would win the Champions League as my prediction to start this pod. That's how you know we're Muppets, sir. Quick PSA for the podcast. You want to support the Muppetry that is the American Red Devils, giving that biased fan take from the couch. Alex has us winning the league and the FA Cup, I believe. I said we're winning the Champions League. Holy smokes.
Holy.
Long way from that. You want to support us? There's no sponsorships on this podcast, and we believe the best way to do so is to be a Patreon. Check out our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We post a behind-the-scenes episode every month. You can support us across four different tiers. We're giving away pins, stickers, scarves, shirts, you name it. We want to be supported directly by the fans. We don't want to get corporate sponsors involved. So check out our Patreon page. Also visit our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. We have great fan-generated blog content and some awesome merchandise. Check it out. Click on store. Sir, tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews, they're a great way to support the pod. They don't cost any money at all, and they help us get found organically, which goes a long way. This is what you have to do. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it's got cheeky banner, even better. We love it. We read it. Makes our day. And send a screenshot to americanreddevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and I will personally send something to you from our fantastic warehouse of goodies, just because it's a great way to support the pod. Helps us get found organically. Write a review. Make it cheeky. Even better, sir. Atalanta. Not hot Atalanta. But did you know they exist?
Sir, let's get into it. Music never sounded so sweet. Hans and Franz, pack the DJ equipment. We're keeping the angelic voices for now.
For now. Three games left, sir.
Let's go.
This was a big one.
Woo!
Top of the group. Hey, I think we were top of the group last time around with PSG, Leipzig.
Sir, by hook or by crook.
No, that went.
By shit first halves, by Ole not know what he's doing, sir. I'll take it.
Oh,
does not get better than that, sir. Let's get into it.
I don't even miss Hans and Franz a little bit.
Not at all. Not at all. Let's get into it. Manchester United 3, Atalanta 2. Sir, I just got to enjoy that theme today because it was almost gone.
Just like that.
Just like
it's that. It's taken away so quickly, but oh my God, listening to
you
gotta
that. You got to respect it. You got to, I mean,
it's what an intro. Unbelievable. What would the Super League intro be? It wouldn't be that.
Sorry, worse than Hans and Franz. Franz are working on it. They're working on the Super League 2 theme. Let's get into the starting 11. Dave Saves World, number one in net. He earned that title today. Luke Shaw, left back. Maguire, Lindelsoft, center back. Pairing Wan-Bissaka on the right. Fred McTominay, midfield. Did you ever doubt it? Surly was going back to basics. Rashford on the left. Another hot, bright spot for Manchester United. Looking great with the frosted tips. Bruno Fernandes in the hole. Mason Greenwood on the right. And Viva Ronaldo leading the line, sir. What'd you make of this starting 11 against Atalanta?
Sir, I like the front four. And I was hoping Maguire would be better for him than the weekend. But McFred with cheese. I wasn't sure Atalanta would call for such a lineup. Wouldn't bring out the best in our midfield. I was worried. How are you feeling? I wasn't super confident based on that alone.
Look, I didn't mind it because you played Pogba in the two and he didn't play well. Leicester cut us open, you know, so why not go back to sort of a conservative lineup? You got that firepower up top. Try to, as long as you can stop the leakage on the defensive side, you can get him behind with Rashford. That's, I think, what we were looking to do. Fernandes putting Rashford through, moment of brilliance, Greenwood, Ronaldo something, score a goal or two, be really conservative, don't leak any goals. Boy, did it go the other way. Jumping in, first half, third minute, great chance for Rashford, but he's just offsides. I think that's what we were trying to do, get the ball in behind. Fred had another great chance as well, sir, but you know it was early, United. It was open game. I actually thought, from Leicester City, you did see what Ole was trying to do. You saw more concerted press from the forwards. I thought saw higher energy, more organization, at least for the first 10 minutes. Manchester United going forward were trying to press Atalanta. But the problem is we looked leaky going back. It was wide open, very nervy affair from both sides to start the match.
It was a wide open game, like you said, but we weren't crisp enough with our forward passing. We'd give it away sometimes. That second ball. And also just like our midfield, we got cut through with like ribbons at certain points. We looked, whatever McFred used to have, like the City game, one of Ole's first comebacks or first like really good wins where we were just countering the whole time. It's like, they just don't seem to have the potency in defense they once did. So they showed it right now.
Sir, 15th minute.
Muriel. Ilicic into the path of Zappa Costa, and he's in from Pašalić. Manchester United undone. Pašalić strikes.
I mean, if there's a goal that shows you how poor our defense plays, it is this goal.
It's bad.
It's a simple. Lindelof goes. Shaw drops back to cover. Then there's an overload. Lindelof is not able to get there. Shaw is not able to block the cross. Maguire's not able to block the cross. And McTominay does not pick up the runner. The amount of players for Manchester United who are just switched off or not turned on is absolutely pathetic when you think about what this team, they leaked for at Leicester City, and then to have this type of goal conceded. McTominay should cover the run. Maguire should cover the cross. Shaw should cover the cross. Lindelof should be there, sir. Every single person making mistakes at the back line for Manchester United. Absolutely unacceptable.
Absolutely unacceptable. And just a diabolical kind of goal to give up. Like you said, there is no way that you can justify conceding a goal of that manner. Five players like that, bro. Beaten. beaten very easily.
But Atalanta didn't do anything. You know, it's like it's a horrible play at the back. And so why are you playing two CDMs and you're getting beat like this? It just doesn't make sense. And one thing, this is what's frustrating, and you have to. That's why Ole gets a lot of heat, because this is bad play. That's bad. It's bad coaching. The players are switched off, but how many times can they be switched off? How many times can we concede on set pieces, sir, before the coaches just absolutely get... The way we concede is so poor, and the way we're set up to play, it just... That is really the tough part about it, sir. We're going to... Going at the boys hard here in the first half, and you know what? It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
20th minute, Fred with a good chance. And then, sir, you want to talk about another goal that we shouldn't be conceding. Here we go. 28th minute.
Koopmeiners will take the corner. In towards Demiral, and it's 2-0 to Atalanta. Merry Demiral has headed in. You can see that he's still nursing an injury. Gasparini's been thinking about substituting him for 10 or 15 minutes.
I mean, and this is another example. Set piece. Coach. Coaching.
Where's that coach at? Where's that coaching?
Maguire, zonal marking. Lindelof, zonal marking. Ronaldo,
McTominay again.
It's just one of those things. Shaw is on the man, but Maguire's doing nothing. Garden, nobody. Shaw's man on man. Maguire's zonal. Again, good cross, but just not enough. McTominay could have went for the header. He ducked. He ducks on this play. It's unbelievable. Yeah, he got a little shove in the back, but like nothing. Yeah, and it's like he goes down. It's like this just shows you they want it more. They want it more. This is soft FC right here. It's like corners, set pieces. You got to be willing to clash heads. You got to be willing to go in for it, sir. You got to put your body on the line. You know, Nemanja Vidic, he'd be very disappointed here.
No, it was a night and day, first half, second half. Because even like the same players, you know, I think he should have made subs at halftime that he made a little bit later. But they were playing better football. They were playing better defensively. It's just like, how can they come out to another game after losing to Leicester City, dropping in the table, people asking questions of the manager, people asking questions about the team's intent, mentality, if they've got what it takes to go the distance, which it doesn't look like they do, and they come out in a big game at home under the lights against Atalanta, and they like put out a stinker of that. Just like just those two goals are just such weak goals to give up. It's not a good showing for the players or the coach. You know, it's like I could blame Ole because they didn't look like they know what they're doing.
No, but also playing the players is like bad.
Boys, you got to close them down. But they showed up in the second half. Is all I'm saying is like it just looks lazy in the first half. Like they were like not even like checked into the game.
So the most amazing thing about this is these two goals should be easily preventable, right? You think about it, it's like we're giving away slop shop defending, like lazy defending in the 15th minute. Horrible marking on the set piece as well. So it should literally be, we don't concede anything. And then you're looking at a great Fred chance, 42nd minute. Rashford, another run over the top from Lindelof. He should be scoring here. This one was not offside in the 42nd. Should have been a goal. Rashford being a little lazy, pulling the trigger. 44th, Fred, another opportunity. And then 46th, Rashford with another chance. So realistically, if you can get our defenders to concentrate, that's the word that Sir Alex Ferguson told Maguire. Boy, does he need to concentrate a little more. If we can clean that up at the back, you're looking at four bang-on chances for goals for Manchester United. So it's almost like the lazy, sloppy defending is what's really costing us here, because going forward, we have players who can just absolutely rip Atalanta apart, and we saw the continuation of that in the second half. So it's almost these goals, these bad giveaways, sir. That's just what's so frustrating as fans. It's like, you got to clean it up. And that's why Ole, the criticism's valid, because he can't get them to clean these up. And obviously Ronaldo and Rashford, Cavani and Greenwood and Bruno, they can score goals, sir. It's not rocket science to get those guys to make plays. It's just the easy coaching is cleaning this stuff up at the back.
No, because this is a little bit easier of an opposition to bail out against yourself with a good second half, right? Bad first half, okay, well, we can get back into it. And Leicester, we got back into it, and then we just conceded more wide-open goals like these goals today. So it's like it saved us, but it's like why do we have to go down two goals at home to actually wake up in a game and start playing football? You know, that shouldn't have to be the kind of like catalyst. Every time this team needs to show up for a game is you need to like have your backs against the wall. Same with the manager. It's like every time his back's against the wall, he pulls something out of his hat, or his players do. But like, that is not a repeatable formula. That is not something that's going to get us to the promised land. Didn't look great, sir, that first half. This first half, what did I text you, sir? We'll talk about it after. No, but it was rough.
If you just look at the defending, right, in a certain regard, it's like you look at the Rio and Vidic, it's like, dude, sometimes it was bend, don't break. Sometimes it was sloppy, but you're putting your body on the line. You're not giving up an inch. You're being physical. Your presence is felt. You know, I just don't feel that from Lindelof, Maguire. It just seems like anyone can get at him. They're falling on the floor. They're kind of hesitant to go in on a corner. It's just some of those things where against an Italian side that's gritty, they want to win.
Good offset pieces.
Exactly.
It's going to be a thing they do. They're going to score goals off that. McTominay falling down in the box being 6'4" is not a good look. He's got to be the physicality. Fred, he actually looked decent at times today. McTominay looked the weaker of the two. Bruno had a stinker of a first half. We had like a bunch of opportunities to kind of open them up on the counter.
Hey, he would make up for it.
No, he did. He did. And dude, the good to the bad, but like this wasn't the best game. So Bruno Fernandes.
This first half sucked. Let's put it.
Wasn't the best game from Rashford. He could have had a Hattie, but what a goal he did score. So let's get into that second half.
So we're going to pod therapy, first half.
Get it out.
It's behind
get
us.
Get it out.
It's at second half.
Your lips are moving.
That's what we're doing.
Complaining about something. That's whinging.
It was a poor half.
We had to whinge.
It was a poor half.
It was very
America
poor.
Red Devils. We're going into 2 feet, bro. We're going in two-footed on the first. We're going to Marcus Rojo red card on the first half here. We're not pulling punches, sir. We're giving it to you because that was rough.
That was brutal.
Second half, 48th minute, Ronaldo, great chance, sir. United came out with some pep, and it was there for the taking, sir. Let's hear it.
Sure. He's trying to take the weight off it for Ronaldo, but couldn't. It's loose though for Milicic. Bruno Fernandes. Rashford is in here. It's Marcus Rashford. And a start for Manchester United. Their evening begins here. It's just down to one poor ball from Milicic. From there, Fernandes knows where the run is, knows where Rashford's going to go.
Sir, you win the ball in the middle of the park. Bruno Fernandes, little magic, and Rashford cool as the other side of the pillow. What a finish. Marcus looking unbelievable, healthy finally.
Woo!
And like we said, before we did the season preview, if Marcus can come back healthy, fit, and fire in, he's going to be dangerous, sir. I mean, he looks like he could have had a Hattie.
Easy. I got fit and fire. Marcus Rashford would have had a Hattie.
Like, he's a different threat. He looks like he's ready to go.
He looks like he's ready to go, and this team had this potency today. That's why we're like, it was such a disappointing first half is because it's there. This team has it, and Rashford could have had a couple goals in the first half. Ronaldo could have had some chances, but like, wow, Marcus fit and firing is an unbelievable option for us. So get ready. Great time to have him.
58th minute, McTominay hits the post, sir. Another great opportunity. Scotty, sad to see him hit the post here. I would have liked for him to get a goal because he didn't have the best game, and he was, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. 64th minute, Ronaldo, another great opportunity, forced the keeper into a good save. I mean, United, it's always there going forward against Atalanta. We are the better side, sir. That's what it's all about. 66th minute, turning the screws. Pogba, Cavani come on for McTominay and Rashford, sir. This changed the game. Paul Pogba today versus Paul Pogba against Leicester City, a different player. Something about us just going for it. Maybe Atalanta's not as good as Leicester City, but he looked real smooth when he came on the pitch today.
No, he was a difference maker, and that was the sub that was being called up for at halftime. You didn't want to pluck Rashford, but McTominay for Pogba. McTominay looked soft today. I cut through. I was offering not too much going forward. Pogba came on, unleashed the game. We were just creating chances left and right. I mean, speaking of goals, we got some goals, but we could have scored more.
71st minute, sir.
This was
it nervy. Was a little nervy. Double save from David De Gea. I mean, shout out to David De Gea. You score that goal, and then boom, Lindelsoft. It's his new name. Lindelsoft gets absolutely turnt.
That was wicked.
Sir, it was bad. And De Gea, huge kick save and a beaut, and then getting another shot saves it. De Gea, big ups to him this season. Imagine where we would be without Dave on top, tippity top form. Sir, where would we be?
David De Gea has saved us.
Once again, that is some kind of combo for this United side. We're playing, or at least got something in us. Who's saving us? Is it Bruno? Is it Rashford? Is it Pogba? Is it De Gea? Right now, De Gea saving us. Because that was only him.
Sir, need the new blood pressure medication. 72nd minute. Get me some, Sancho for Greenwood. Really raised Sancho in this spot as well. I thought it was a good sub. 74th minute. Maguire, header on target. He's due. Harry's due, he's sir. Due. We always talk about it. He's due.
I was want to say it. I was yelling. He's due.
He's due to score with the melon, though.
I know.
Not due to slide it home, but let's go. 74th minute.
Bruno Fernandes with the corner. Maguire with the header. And Musso with the fielding on the line. They're trying to keep some composure as well as keep the pressure on. Header on by Cavani. Chance for Maguire! It's Harry Maguire! And it's 2-2! Manchester United!
Maguire, he drinks the vodka, he drinks the Jaeger, his head's fucking massive.
Sir, we have not played that song enough on this podcast. Holy shit, we need a little more of that. Harry Maguire, captain's goal, slots it home. What a finish from Harry. We see him score for England, and we need more of that from Manchester United. And a big shout out to Cavani. I'm going to head it. Oh, I'm not, sir. I love that move from Cavani. He's so tricky. When I saw him on the touchline today, how is that man not starting for Manchester United? You got to be playing Cavani and then playing Ronaldo on the wing, sir. I don't. It's just Cavani, what he represents to this team. He was playing left back at one point during this game.
I know.
The grit he brings to us is everything that we need. He can't be on the bench. We need more of Cavani.
I love it, but where do you play? We have so many good players.
He plays nine. You put Ronaldo on the wing.
Rashford gets dropped, or you drop Greenwood, or you drop Sancho. You got a lot of options.
You need to look at that because like Cavani is just, he's so tricky. You saw him create that play. He leaves the header, and Maguire slots it home. I mean, I just like Edison Cavani.
No, I'm a huge Eddie fan. Huge Eddie fan. The work rate, the passion, we need more of that in this side. We don't have enough grit. Here I am, like Slayton Bruno Fernandes with another assist, by the way, on Harry Maguire. Great ball in.
Another what great chance for Bruno in the 80th minute as well, sir. And goal. Let's just get to the winner, shall we?
Sure. That's a testing ball. Ronaldo! The legend that keeps on giving. The Champions League's all-time leading goal scorer. Turn around, and it's the quality of the
ball. Leave Ronaldo,
sir. What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo, the Champions League all-time leading goal scorer. That's right. Oof. He's not going back to Europa League. Are you kidding me?
Get out of here.
Another late winner, a header. He goes, dives into the corner. Look what it means to that man. Look what not going to Europa League means to Cristiano Ronaldo. Sir, it's unbelievable. The emotions. Ole hugging, feeling like he's never won a game before in his life. 88th minute sub. Matic for Fred. The whistle blows. Ronaldo falls to his knees. The emotion. Is this the moment this team finally turns it around? Can they be brave? Can they play this type of football in the second half to start a match and win it and beat big sides? We will see Sunday, sir. We will see. What does Ole do? McFred midfield? Does he put Pogba in the two? Does he go for it at home? Who knows? The ups and the downs will be here on that couch giving the biased fan take, sir. Actually, you're going to be there.
I'm not going to be on the couch.
I'll be on the couch.
Sir, you think they're going to be singing Viva Ronaldo in Manchester? I think they might be. I don't know if the Bishop's Blaze will be this year or the Stretford or what, but sir, I think they're going to be in fine voice. The fans are riding high, bro. I think I lucked out because if I was going in, we went down 2-0 or 2-1 to Atalanta, even a tie. The morale would just not be there. But now going in on a high, it's going to feel good, sir. Even the last time I saw a game in Old Trafford, it was PSG 2-0. That didn't go out too well.
Even recapping this game was exhausting.
Exhausting.
Emotionally exhausting. The first half, sir. Like you said, taking him behind the shed. Second half, we're celebrating. What a goal. Luke Shaw, what a cross. Ronaldo with the dunk header. and look what it means to this team. Let's hope that we can build on this. These are types of moments. They can fizzle, or they could be the start, sir, of something special.
And he needs something special right now. This team does, and at least Ole does, in terms of saving his job. So he's had these before in his locker. He needs the old turnaround, the old hot streak from like coming back against a game, and they need a big win on Sunday, sir. This is a huge game. Scousers are coming in form at Old Trafford, packed out. Sir, it's got to be the hottest ticket in town. The hottest seat in town.
Stats, United 22 shots to Atalanta's 13, shots on target 9-6, possession 56% of the ball to Manchester United, 44% to Atalanta. That's right. You take the L, Atalanta. Take the L. Go back to Serie A where you came from. Sixth place. Have a laugh, sir. Match reaction. Manchester United have won a Champions League game from 2+ goals down for the third time. No side has done so more often in this competition. That is what we are all about. Manchester United have also conceded in each of their last 12 home games. Not great. Their longest run without a clean sheet at Old Trafford since February 1964. That's the red flag.
But who is the coach? 64, that's about to be something good, sir. That was like Busby. He's getting hit. Busby's taking it.
But my point is that is the most concerning thing. Yes. Is that
no, for sure.
It's all about, you can concede goals, but don't concede those goals. If you watch the goals that we've conceded and you look at how much money we spend on defenders, it is sad.
It's bad.
Sad. Atalanta left led after 28 minutes, 2-0. The second earliest team has led 2-0 at Old Trafford in the Champions League after Braga in October 2012. Manchester United also came back to win that match 3-2. Sir, we have done it before. 2012, what a year.
That's what we do.
Cristiano Ronaldo has scored in 3 consecutive Champions League games for Manchester United for the second time, previously doing so in November 2007, en route to winning the Champions League trophy with the Red Devils, sir, like go. I predicted. And Manchester United scored their 300th goal in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in all competitions. And I believe that was Ronaldo's 300th appearance for Manchester United as well, sir. Group F, let's get to it, sir. It was ugly, but here we are. We are top of Group F with 6 points. Atalanta and Villarreal tied with 4 points. Let them fight for the scraps. And Young Boys with 3 at the bottom. Confident looking in, sir. 2 wins out of the last 2. What do you say?
I like the way that looks. If it ended like this at the end of the, you know, the group stage, we'd be in a good position. We should be finishing in first place. This is an easy group. Send Villarreal back to Europa League. Let them win. Let them win it back to back. But I'm not going back. I'll tell you that, sir. He needs to keep this run going beyond this game. I think we have more Champions League games coming. We have 3 more of them. So we need a run. We got to keep it up. We need Ole to the wheel proper if we're going to turn this thing around.
What do we know? Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Ole, congratulations. What a comeback. How did you guys do it tonight?
It's just in the DNA of this club and the fans and the players just kept on believing. You know, we came into halftime not really... we didn't deserve to be 2-0 down. We created chances, should have scored a few, and they didn't have too many, but they scored. And we felt a bit hard done by, but we knew if we keep on playing and if we got the first goal, that will change the mood of the game.
What was the biggest difference in terms of performance from the first half to the second for your side?
I think more clinical in front of goal and not as wasteful in the passing. We kept trying the risky pass in the first half. Second half, we kept the possession more and then openings will be there.
Was it always going to be Cristiano Ronaldo to get the winner?
Of course, that's just what he does. And I think he's proven to everyone that if they want to criticise him for work rate, I think just watch this game.
You mentioned the fans as well, Ollie. How much of a contrast is there from what we heard at halftime to what you're hearing at full time now?
Of course, you know, this section here, the singing section, they were brilliant all through the game. And that's what we have to remember. Some supporters maybe felt that they wanted to wake up the players, but I didn't feel they needed wake up. They needed support. And because it's easy then when you get the crowd on your back that maybe you'll start blaming others. we just had to keep believing, and this crowd should never stop believing in these players.
Did you sense there was a change in atmosphere at one point, though?
Yeah, you do. You do hear a little bit of grumbling, and I've been here at this club for 18 years, more or less, and that hasn't happened often. And that's they know they're better than that.
You've been here many other times in your managerial career as Manchester United boss when the pressure has been on and you've managed to turn it around. How important was it to get that win tonight ahead of what's a really tough run of fixtures on the way?
Oh, it's every fixture is tough for Man United because it's a crisis every time you lose a game. So
look, Ole Mr. Nice Guy's back, and apparently seems that he's
not phased. No heat.
He was sweating. He looks a little happier here. Sir, when he pointed to the singing section, he's pointing to where the American Red Devils season tickets are as well. We are in that corner that Ole is pointing at. It is stand all game. Sing till you don't have a voice, sir. I expect to hear you very hoarse when you call in from Manchester after the Scouse Bastards at home.
After a few too many dark ales and too many gravies, hopefully talking about a huge win, huge comeback win, 3-2, or we'll get ripped to put to shreds. Game, thanks for muting me. But either way, looking forward to it. Looking forward to being back in Old Trafford, having a couple ales. Sir, can't wait. Let's go, baby.
Sir, we do it live here on the podcast. Occasionally, I mute you just for fun. Let's hear from two Manchester United legends, Rio Ferdinand, Paul Scholes. Sir, I think their dynamic sums up every United fan saying, hey, it's Atalanta. That wasn't good enough. And then Rio kind of going with the, hey, we got to enjoy the result. Can you build off of it? More of the hopeful side. I think you hear this in the fan base right now. It's interesting to hear two great Manchester United legends debate where Manchester United is at the moment. Let's listen.
Half, and I think you've got to look beyond that. I mean, Scholes, you remember what it's like when we were in a change room. That first half, yeah, you would address it, but you'd look and focus more on that second half going forward for the game against Liverpool at the weekend. And listen, when no one's sitting here and saying and could sit here and tell the public that the problems are cured, everything's fine and rosy now. It's not. But you have to grab onto a result like that. The emotion that you have in that, you've got to carry that forward to lift the spirit of the change room. You've got to remember that this team were lacking confidence. They've been on a terrible run, got dismantled by Leicester at the weekend. So a result like this, no matter how you get it, you take it. And I think you've got to just take the positives from this game. And I think that's what they have to do. I think Ollie, people were questioning, I think he got a bit prickly there about the question about the players working for him, but that was something that was being levelled at him from different sections of the fan base, but also people in the media as well. And today he got the answer that he wanted. Not that he might have been asking that question himself from the sounds of his answer, but you have to say that they gave him a response that I'm sure he'd have been sitting there and praying for before this game. Work hard, a work ethic, a togetherness that you want to see in a Man United shirt. And I'm not for 1 minute getting carried away sat here and think that the problems are over, but you got to enjoy that, Scholesy, man. You come from 2-0 down at Old Trafford.
Real.
Please enjoy it, please.
I've told you, I can imagine it being enjoyable for the fan, for you, obviously. And it was brilliant. Don't get me wrong, coming back from 2-0 down was exactly what we wanted. Remember, we've watched Van Gaal teams, we've watched Mourinho teams. Boring. Drive you fast asleep. Send you to sleep. So this
worried
was
me for a moment there.
So, sorry. Yeah, you do as well. So, to go to that is great, but you look at that first. Remember who you're playing against. You're playing against Atalanta.
But they beat them.
Yeah, they beat them in the end.
They were
they beat
positives.
Them at the end.
Yeah, they were positives. And like what Rio's saying there, they've got to take the positives out of it, 100%. But there were negatives, and what you're saying is, against the better team, they will be exploited, I think.
Rio?
Go on, Ray.
You can only beat what's in front of you as well. That Atalanta team. You go. Don't forget there have been.
There's a way of beating teams
over
the last
3 years.
Yes, there has to be a way of beating teams.
Yeah, but David, but I know that. But you have to remember again the confidence that this team have had going into this game has been so shot. They've been on the floor, almost on their knees. This team. questioned, everyone pointing the finger. You know what it's like. It's difficult under that slim circumstances. So to come out and go 2-0 down and then come back, the character and personality shown there, you've got to grab onto the positives that you can take you through to the weekend, because it's a huge game. Like you say, if they perform like they did in the first half, they get dusted off that pitch. But second half, there's something to take into that game, surely.
Does the fact they've won in that manner make any difference for the weekend?
No, tonight doesn't make any difference. But that first half made a difference. But will it be interesting to see now what he does on Sunday? Will he get carried away with the emotion of that big performance against a lower-ranked team and say, right, we'll go for it, we'll do exactly the same? It'd be interesting to see what happened.
I mean, Paul Scholes and Rio Ferdinand, that discussion sums up Manchester United right now. It's like Rio's like, hey, totally. The team had low morale. You got to use this to, you know, try to go on a run. And then Scholes being like, is Ole going to get carried away? Does he play Pogba in the two? Does he go back to McFred? There's a lot of questions. And I think ultimately it's up to Ole, Mr. Nice Guy, to sort it against the Scouse Bastards.
Well, there's like two different takes, and they're both right, and they're both not wrong in their own ways, right? It's like, we should, as fans, enjoy the win. Like, it's better to win going into the Scouse Bastards than to lose to Atalanta at home. So at least we won. It is alarming about the performance of the boys. The lack of performance from the coach. It's a bit of an indictment in terms of tactics and subs and when they were made and who we started. Liverpool is going to be a big test. We've been saying he's going to have nowhere to hide. Exactly. So let's just join the game. Scholes is right. Rio's right. But the thing is, like, Rio could be a little bit less right, and Scholes could be a lot more right after, like, if we get whooped this weekend, which would be fun for anybody.
If Liverpool slap us around, you know, it's like, you got to take that into account, sir. That's right. We got a next match. We're breaking down. Manchester United versus Liverpool, sir. One of the greatest rivalries, probably the greatest rivalry in English football. Sir, we have one at all, though. It's going to be at Old Trafford. You are going to sit in our seats. Alex gets to sit in our season tickets seats, sir. It's going to be special. How are you feeling about that? There are seats.
Sir, it's surreal, because last time we even tried to go to a game, everything got shut down. The world got shut down. It still feels like a delicate place. You never know. Rules could change overnight, and all of a sudden you can be left in a lurch. So, but, you know, I'm not calling it a seat until I'm sitting in that seat, dude. So, like, for right now, I'm still assuming I won't get in.
You're going to sit in that seat.
Something won't happen. But I can't wait. I'm looking forward to being back in England, to going on a trip, getting away for a little bit, having a little time away from, you know, the baby and the wife. But I'm looking forward to seeing United play. Hopefully we can put together a good performance. He's got it in it. This team has it. We just need to show up from minute one to the end of it and play like we're either losing a game by a goal or winning a game by a goal, but we have to play it like on our toes from the jump and stop sleepwalking into games. Because we sleepwalk into this game on Sunday, we will get beat up, because this team is flying high and we got to be ready for it.
Sir, the game is Sunday, October 24th, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. local time. So just want to make sure you do not mess up the
that's my note, the
match. Liverpool coming in, they're hot, just like that seat that Ole's sitting on. Beat Norwich 3-0. Brentford, they drew, beat Porto, smacked them 5-1. They drew City, but that was sort of a comeback. They got that point, beat Watford 5-0. They beat Atletico Madrid in the Champions League, sir. Mohamed Salah, people are talking best in the world based on his current form. Liverpool, sir, I don't look at the table, but they're top of the table. And coming into our house, sir, it's going to be very interesting how things go, how we played them to coming into this game. We drew 0-0, sir, at Old Trafford. Oh, my God. 1-1 as well, then 2-0. We beat them at Anfield, then drew, and then they beat us 4-2. So we're looking at 3 draws, 1 win apiece in the last 5. This one, though, feels a little different. I always felt in the Liverpool fixtures we were playing well. Last season they weren't, and we kind of were trying to beat them. I always felt like they were there for the taking. This time feels like were a team low on confidence, up and down, yo-yo, and Liverpool are steamrolling at the moment. So this one makes me more nervous than I can remember. Every other Liverpool fixture in the past, I feel like we were kind of on the rise. Liverpool is weathering the storm. But right now, I feel like I'm nervous about this game, sir. I can't imagine what I would be feeling like if I had to get on a 10-hour flight tomorrow to go watch this game. It's got to be nervy.
Sir, you know how you feel now? Well, imagine how you felt at halftime, 2-0 down. You're like, I'm going to go see the manager, you know, United legend, everyone's rooting for, every United fan, whether he's going to work out or not, and the writing seems to be on the wall, but like we all at the beginning and even recently are rooting for Ole to see that, and it still might. You know, that's an emotional thing, but it's a big game, sir. The one good thing is all the pressure's on them. No pressure's on us. We do need a result, but everyone expects them to just smoke us. That, like, you know, oftentimes it will go one or two ways. We're either going to get smoked or we're going to step up and put in a big performance and beat the Scouse bastards because, you know, like you said, there are some draws in that. They have vulnerabilities. We just have to come out to play with a plan.
Yeah, something about Ole, if you, like, obviously you look at these last five games. Three draws and a one win apiece. You would think like Ole is not, I don't think he's as good of a manager as Klopp, right? You think of like the trophies he's won over, you know, different leagues. Obviously he's a very dislikable manager, but Ole has a number for Klopp. He always kind of gets away with it. So that's the dynamic here. That's kind of the curveball is how Ole has been able to at least get the draws and not lose big. Now, again, a big loss to Liverpool here at home would be, sorry, that oven would be turned back up to 500 degrees.
And in May, it was 4-2, sir. We've got actually two losses and three draws. So he hasn't beat them in a while. And I think it's because we were in form and we had expectation, you know, behind us. We like shit the bed. Now, it's almost how it was at his first time when he did get some.
Yeah, but the problem is this is only EPL, and we did beat them, I believe, in a cup competition last year. That was the difference maker. So between Manchester United and Liverpool, it's always going to be fine margins, sir. A little history about the rivalry. You know it's a big rivalry. We like to get into the history here at the American Red Devils. Since the start of the Industrial Revolution, you know, these two towns going back and forth economically is what kind of led to this really bitter rivalry. The two cities, you know, Manchester through the 18th century was far more populous and was considered representative of the north by the late 18th century. Liverpool had grown as a major seaport. So essentially, Manchester United was the big town, sort of big cotton producer. Then Liverpool exporter, their port, they were kind of coming up. So over history, they've both had their times as far as economic power. And then obviously the construction of the Manchester United Ship Canal funded by Manchester United merchants. Liverpool politicians opposed it. This would kind of allow the merchants in Manchester United, to ship goods directly. And then that led to their economic prominence. But essentially these two places, it led to sort of a feud. You also think they're very close, sir. You have the Scouse accent as well, the different dialects between the two towns. Very interesting how you know a Scouse when you see one, you know a Mink when you see one or hear one, and these two places so close but so embittered against each other. Both cities used to be part of Lancashire, sir. We all know Newton Heath, the Lancashire and Yorkshire Railroad. It was in 1974 when they actually split, Liverpool going to the Merseyside and then Manchester going to Greater Manchester. So they were a part of a county and they even split that. Liverpool, Manchester, they don't like each other, sir. Like I said, the accents, the economics, actually splitting into different counties. The hate here is big. These two teams.
Runs deep. Can't wait to see the rivalry in the flesh. I know you've been to that game, but it's going to be a big one. And biggest teams in England, one of the best rivalries in sport beyond just English football. So it runs deep because the economic ties, like you talked about, cultural ties, totally different towns, both big cities in the north with a lot of history, a lot of cups, sir. They're chipping up towards us. We've had the lead for a while. Fergie put us back on top. Pressure is on. We got to start winning again because they are nipping at our heels.
No, absolutely. You want to talk about our 20 titles to their 19, sir. They got one most recently. They've won the Champions League 6 times, United's 3. But overall, sir, you know, we have more trophies. We have 66 trophies to their 64, so we have won it all, sir. We have the most titles in English football, and we have won more head-to-head. We've won 81 times to Liverpool's 68. So you want to look at Manchester United, sir. Is there really a competition? We have more trophies. We have more leagues. We have more wins against them, sir. I mean, they're really small club mentality at the moment.
There you go. Keep telling yourself that, sir. I do like to put a dog down when it's laying low, but like unfortunately at the moment, they are playing good football. We are going to have to step up and put in a big performance because people like Klopp, bro. They talk about this front three a lot. Salah's back in form. Van Dijk is back. Hendo, I don't know. People think he's a really good player. I don't rate him, but it's a very strong 11. Everybody's fit. United needs to show up. Is he going to bust out the McFred special? You know he's calling for it.
You know he will. 4-3-3 for Liverpool. Alisson in net, not a terrible keeper. He's an upgrade. Robertson is healthy. Van Dijk is healthy. Matip and Van Dijk at the back. Trent Alexander-Arnold. That back four doesn't mess around. They're not going to give away goals like we've been doing this season. Milner's been playing the left of the three. Henderson, Naby Keita as well. Sadio Mane on the left, Firmino up the middle, and Mohamed Salah on the right. And Salah has had a hand in 16 goals and 11 appearances this season. He is in untouchable form. Luke Shaw have a lot to do. Luke Shaw and Lindelof are going to have a lot to do, sir. If obviously Varane is not ready to go, and it's a tight turnaround. You have to remember that we played a lot of players today. Ronaldo got a lot of minutes, sir. What are the physios going to say about the soft tissue injuries for Ronaldo?
No, it's a good point. Ronaldo and Rashford came off the field. So is Rashford going to play? It's a big game because he's got a goal in him when he plays against the Scouse Bastards. We know that he's fraught for choice. You know, the thing is like it's very hard to pick the front four because he has so many options. Midfield is going to be the make or break. You know what the defense is. The two on the right and the one on the left and the right. Choose himself. If Maguire's fit, it's Lindelof. He's not going to play Bailly, and Varane's not ready to go. So it's like, who do you play in mid? Do you play McFred? Do you play Fred Pogba? You know, based on seeing how they ended the game, that is the midfield I would choose, the Fred Pogba combo.
Sir, you got to play McFred. You got to. He's going to go.
He is going to go that way.
It's going to go that way, 100%. Let's get the injuries. Physioroom.com for Ron. He is out. Expected return, sir, late October, October 30th. Amad Diallo. He has a thigh injury. He could be back this weekend potentially, as well as Martial, sir. So light injury list for Manchester United. You like to see that. But again, like you mentioned, the big decisions, the midfield, given those injuries, sir, what is your starting 11? Pick the middle of the park.
So a lot of options up front. Dave says in net, I have a feeling he's going to be a busy man on Sunday. Back four, AWB, Maguire, Lindelof, Shaw. I'm going to do Fred and Pogba. McTominay hang out on the bench. Bruno, Rashford, Ronaldo, Sancho. Let's go United. Goals, goals, goals.
Sir, Dave saves in net. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Harry Maguire. I'm going to put Eric Bailly in there and Luke Shaw on the left. I think this rivalry begs for some spice at the back. I think Lindelof, you know, from what I saw against Atalanta, how is he going to be able to deal with Salah? I mean, you're going to have to put Maguire on the left, Bailly on the right in the center back pairing. That way Maguire can deal with Salah, him and Shaw. I think Bailly has that little bit of grit. He'll play on the right of the center back pairing. I like that. I'm going to put Fred McTominay midfield. I have to think Ole's going to go that way. He's going to be thinking shut down Liverpool. It probably will not work. That's why you get Pogba off the bench. You can put Bruno Cavani at number 9. I'm going to put Sancho on the right, Ronaldo on the left, sir. You got Rashford on the bench. Ronaldo could rest. You could put Rashford on the left, Sancho on the right, Cavani down the middle. It'll probably be something like that. I have to think he's going to sit Ronaldo, but I have to play him just because it's like FIFA, sir. You can't not play Ronaldo. Just like Sir Alex said, you got to play your best players.
I think the expectation is he's going to start. You could see him coming off the bench, but like I think after what Fergie said when he was back against the wall, it's going to take some big stones to put him on the bench when you're in a must-win game against the Scouts at home. I mean, the seat has never been hotter. It doesn't change. Like, Atalanta just helps in the morale, hopefully, with the actual team, with the coach, maybe. He could use it, a little boost, and the players themselves, because they need to come up and play from minute one, and we need to, like, outplay them. And just, you know, that's the only way we're going to win this game. We have to outplay the Scousers.
Sir, you're going to the game. What is your score prediction?
Sir, it's going to be a classic comeback. 3-2. Another, basically the same score as today. Comeback City, backs against the wall. United pulls off another miracle. What do you got, bud? Tell me, put me out of misery.
Sir, Leicester beat us 4-2.
I know.
I'm going to go like 5-2 Liverpool. I think it will be... I just don't... It's like you're taking a really tough test. Like, Ole's taking a really tough exam. And if he goes McFred, it's not the right call. If he goes Pogba in the two, it's not the right call. I just think that this, it's just too hard to figure this out. These fixtures, if you had like a Watford or something, Ole might be able to sort this. It's just so fast, tight turnaround, big games. It's never going to end for him. I just don't see a way Ole's going to pull this one out. I think he's going to play super conservative. But even then, can you stop Salah? I don't know. As soon as it opens up, it could be like Liverpool score early, and then we kind of run at it, and then it creates more goals. Going to be a crazy game. Again, I'm going for the opposite of what I want. I predicted Atalanta beating us. We got the win, sir. I'm going that route. I'm superstitious. You know how it goes.
I'm hoping for that reverse psychology on the universe. Well, maybe we'll see if we can play it out. I'm curious. The bookmaker odds, we did look at it. Slight favorites for Liverpool, but sorry, it's backs against the wall. It's like, who do you choose? I don't know if it matters. They just need to show up and actually just play, put some tackles in. When's the last time you saw that? Been too long.
Sir, it's been an insane pod. We're running along. We're going to skip the news. All we really had was fire alarm being set off in the Atalanta Hotel. Shout out to all the American Red Devils who actually found out where they were staying and decided to set that off. Because that really helped today in some regards in the second half. And also Mino Raiola talking smack, saying that it was a waste for Paul Pogba to spend 5 years at Manchester United. Nothing surprising there in news.
There you go. I missed that one.
But it's kind of like no one cares about what he says anymore. I actually think that he says this during the Champions League, another big match, but no one really heard it. So I think Mino Raiola is kind of fading into the distance. Everyone kind of knows he's just trolling for trolling's sake. Let's jump into fan questions here. We want to hear what you guys had to say about this insane match. We're going to try to get some of the positives, some of the negatives. I'm sure a lot of these tweets encompass both. At United Dondo, thrilling second half. Happy to pull that victory out. I didn't think we'd come back, and I couldn't be happier with being wrong. First half was terrible, but let's focus on some positives. We look... levels better when we move the ball quickly. Bring on the Scousers, sir. Some positivity there. How are you feeling?
I appreciate that. I need more of that. I think the win is important. It's just like you go in with a loss. It feels like a foregone conclusion. Now it's this team has magic in them. Let's put it together because they got it. This team is talented. So much talent up front. We've got to be scoring goals.
At @Jordan_R, quote, a win's a win, ... But I don't think this convinced me Ole is the manager to win trophies. More waiting and seeing this year. I agree. Let the results speak for themselves. At @RollingDeep1995, absolute shit for 60 minutes, sir. True. World class for 25. I don't know how we do that and why we do it. 3 points, top of the group. That's all I want. Let's go. I mean, top of the group, sir. There's positivity there. Consistency, though. You can see Paul Scholes saying, you got to play like that for the 90. You know, like, how are you going to play Liverpool? You can't play like that against the Scouts bastards.
Yeah, you can feel it in the fan. They're all pumped. Everybody wants to win, but you're like, you're going to do that again? Are you going to, like, concede on purpose just so we can rally the troops against the Scousers? We love to see it, but it's just not something you should be seeing this routinely. That's why we're sponsored by blood pressure companies. At least we will be. Because I need it. Hook me up, sir. Whatever you got. I need it, like, ASAP.
At Mike United Mets, quote, that second half shows why we need to give Ole time. This team has been built better than before and needs time to come together. They have it in them to compete for major trophies. They just need to find the desire as a squad. United.
There you go.
positive as well.
I like it.
At Michael 72, from caretaker to undertaker, can anyone come back from the dead like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? I swear that is like,
that's a tweet.
So that's a tweet of the year right there. That is, I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, I'll tell you what. Back against the wall, you can bet it, sir.
That's what he does.
At halftime, you should go to William Hill and bet it. Like, let's go. We're coming back. At Maiba 13, quote, listen, I'm happy with the 3 points in the second half performance. Absolutely. But I stand by my first half comments. This team absolutely has to be better. Defensively, we're still not up to par, and the midfield is a question mark. Totally agree. I mean, like the comments from the first half, everything everyone said, the meltdown on Twitter, it was totally valid. Sir, I mean, you know, you texted me and you said, hey, this could be the end for Ole here.
This could be the end. We need a run. We need to do something. He needs to turn this into a run, because just having a comeback, we've actually had some comebacks already this season. It's been shortly lived. Now it's time. You got to make something of it, because, we can't keep doing comebacks, sir. It just doesn't work. It's not repeatable.
Last tweet here at LoveTheBulls18, quote, it's never over till the fat refs blow the whistle. Great heart attack. Let's keep this momentum rolling into Sunday. Alex, I think all the American Red Devils are going to be with you in the Stretford End, singing loud and proud. Jealous of you, sir. Absolutely jealous. We'll be having Alex on the podcast, sir. You're going to be drinking quite a few dark ales. We'll be doing an interview with you after the match, sir.
What kind of form do you think I'm going to be in? Okay, I think it's going to depend on the game.
I'll tell you what. The only other
it's
time.
It's going to rain. Okay. It's going to be pissing rain, sir, in Manchester.
The only other time Alex went to a match without me, I was like, hey, can you record some audio of the.
The only time I've gone to a game without
you. No, but, you know, like.
As a podcaster,
we're like. Hey, can you record some audio in the crowds? This guy had so many dark ales. He didn't get much. I'm going to try to get Alex on the pod after the game, but you know,
No promises, sir.
It is Liverpool, though. So me going to this fixture, my first game I ever went to.
Yeah, tell that story.
In Manchester, sir. Rooney with the penalty. Ji-Sung Park with the header. It was Sir Alex on the touchline. I mean, it was 2010-11. An unbelievable game. We won 2-1. So that was a Fernando Torres, Jamie Carragher, all the classic Scousers. What a match. I mean, there's nothing like that atmosphere. It's amazing. It's a 4:30 p.m. kickoff. I think it was like noon or 12:30 kickoff when I went, and the bars were running out of dark ale, sir. They were like, we're out. That's how early everyone got there. It was unbelievable scenes. It will be unbelievable scenes this time around. Sir, what a great rivalry. I am absolutely jealous. Just make sure you can get on the... Save a little bit for the pod.
I got to fly home. The game is like Sunday. It's at 6:30. I got a flight like 12 hours later.
Save a little bit for the podcast. That's all I ask, sir.
Sorry, I make no problem. I'm going to do my best. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to get as fired up as Palace away. That was a hell of a game. Matic banger. Sir, can't wait. American Red Devils abroad, traveling. Once again, it's been quite a hiatus. You and I hopefully do it in the spring.
Absolutely, sir. That Chelsea match, that looks pretty good. And also, we'll be, sir, we're paying our respects to our friend this weekend as well. Sir, we'll be laying some flowers down at Stamford Bridge, and we're going to be sponsoring a plaque for him in the memorial section of the stadium. The great Chelsea fan who tweeted so much banter at us, and we knew that he would be texting us today when the live table said we were bottom of the group. So, you know, missing that banter from our Chelsea fan, and it'll be nice to be able to pay some respects to him while you're abroad as well, sir.
It will be. So it's going to be a bittersweet trip beyond United. Looking forward to that. Pay my respect. Chelsea are playing that day of the day. I'll be laying the flowers at the bridge, but I think I'm going to go to William Hill, put a big bet on our boy, because destined to win, sir. If I'm going to be there game day, and we're doing that.
Sir, he liked to gamble.
He liked to gamble as well.
He's a big bettor on sports as well, so you know that would be a special moment, too. Look, that's the podcast. That's it, sir. The emotions are raw here on the American Red Devils. We're giving you that biased fan take from the couch, the ups to the downs, and everything in between. We're living it. I mean, this has not gotten easier as the years have gone by. It's absolutely unbelievable, sir. The highs and the lows under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, they never stop. If you like us, we're for fans by fans. You want to support us, check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Check out our website, www.americaredevils.com. Write a review on iTunes. It's free. Helps the podcast, sir. Please mispronounce the top cities last 7 days. What do we got here, sir?
Let's see. This looks easy. Easy list. Taylor, South Carolina, number one. How you doing? Philadelphia, PA, number two. Maple Shade, New Jersey. Yangsan, Republic of Korea. No problem. Nailed that one. Bethlehem, PA. Franklin, Virginia. State College, PA. Dublin, Ireland. Let's hear it. Appreciate you. Madison, New Jersey. What up? This one I'm going to bottle. Hod Hasharon, Israel. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out. Couldn't do it without you. We're on the road this weekend. At least one of us is, sir. I'm going to be christening those seats for us. Hopefully we do it with a big win against Klopp and that giant smile of his. I want to wipe that smile off his grin. I want him bitching and moaning after the game, sir. If we did something right, he's complaining after the game. Because if he is, that means we got him.
Sir, it's going to be a big game. We're going to leave you with the Stretford End is Arising. We heard this song at the lowest point in this match. It's a special one for Manchester United, and you'll be singing it when you're there in the Stretford End. On to the Scouse Bastards.